What's up,
Hey,
man? How y'all doing? Another Thursday, another week has passed. And we're here this week. Because we show as hell wasn't here last week.
You know, you made it.
Okay, buddy. So today, yeah, we didn't really have a topic. Actually, I almost forgot about this episode too. So there's that.
I didn't even know it was Thursday.
Yeah, the days are blurring again. You know, I had it together for a little minute, and now the days are just starting to blur again. There's just a lot going on in life everywhere.
Yeah.
So I just forgot, man. Just forgot. Yeah. Forgot last week. Forgot today. But we're here. We've got an episode today.
Yeah,
it's been an interesting couple of weeks. It's not even just the United States that's ghetto. Like, it's just ghetto everywhere. Like, what is going on?
When I was in history class, being like, "Ooh, I wonder what it would be like to live during these times." I wasn't being literal.
Like, I didn't actually want it to happen.
Like, I would like,
but it's happening.
It's not
speaking of ghetto, real quick, since I just said that, I would like for everyone to know ghetto is a place. It is not a state of being. It is not a personality trait.
No.
You can be hood, which is also a place.
Yeah.
But you cannot be ghetto. Ghetto is it is a place.
Yeah.
And contrary to popular belief, it was not started in black communities. Ghettos stem from the Holocaust. It's where they would put Jewish people before they sent them, before the final solution situation. So, yes. I feel like as a collective, black people, we should no longer get offended by the term ghetto.
Because it's just...
But yeah, because there's been like a lot of trends on like TikTok, especially that one where it's like, it's not a phase, mom, your daughter's a ghetto ass white girl.
Oh,
and it's just like,
God.
I mean, if you live in the ghetto, I guess you are.
But you're being a caricature.
But
like, when they do it, the problem is because you're being a caricature
of black people. And it's just like, black and ghetto are not interchangeable.
No, it's giving
like,
modern day minstrel show.
Yeah,
and it's not
they
cute.
Don't. You can't. I feel it. Black does not. Ghetto does not negate black.
No.
You cannot be. You can't just be, oh, I'm ghetto, and then associate ghetto with blackness.
Yeah.
Because they're not interchangeable. They're not one and the same. The correlation, if you really look into the word ghetto, has nothing to even do with black people, where the word stems from, literally stems from the Holocaust. And yes, in the US and in everywhere around the world, there are ghettos everywhere.
Yeah.
Because ghetto is a place. It's not a personality trait. You cannot, as a person, be ghetto. It's literally
That's
a place.
Also, why white people need to stop using AAVE, which I'm not saying ghetto is AAVE.
Yeah.
But, like, just in general, because they don't understand it. Like, I was telling you about that one girl who was like, she had to correct a white girl on using ran through in the wrong context. I'm not going to tell you what the context of ran through is. If you're not white, then you don't need to know. If you don't know what it is, then you don't need to know what it is. But just know it's not a good thing. She was using it in a good context.
Yeah,
you can't positively be ran through.
Ma'am, there's no way to spin that and make it positive. It's just not. It's not
First
a term
of all, ran through doesn't even sound like it has positive connotation.
But y'all, you whites, y'all are pushing it.
You whites.
Because this fool that came on here talking about, I'm black and I'm proud. I'll let you racist can sit the fuck down. If you're black,
Girl, excuse me.
Did you really sit up here and caption a video if I was black? First of all, if you were black, you would probably have rhythm.
Big facts.
How you, like you said, how there's no beat and you was off and you was way off.
There was no beat and she was still off rhythm.
Like,
how?
Ma'am. And also, the fact that you're just like, yeah, if I was black, automatically I would be a rapper.
Yeah.
Everybody was black can't rap.
No. That's why.
Like, what are you trying to say? Like that whole, and then her whole situation, cool, all the other videos that she's been making.
Have you ever took a charge?
Like, have you ever caught a case? And it's just like,
since you went to jail, that makes you more black.
So now you're associating blackness with being a criminal. Like, you do realize
you got the charge because you did the crime.
That all black people have not caught a case. All black people have not been to jail.
No.
All black people are not criminals.
No.
So I don't know why in your defense you were like, have you ever caught a case?
No.
No. That doesn't make me any less black, and that doesn't make you more black.
Just like,
you're white.
Somebody put, it was a video, and it was like, she misunderstood the assignment. And she was, not her, it was a different girl. She was like, I have black hair. She's a white girl, and her hair was dyed black, even though she said she had naturally black hair.
Chile.
But that's her reasoning for saying she can wear box braids.
Get out.
Her hair is the color.
Get out.
Black.
Like, I don't understand. Like, y'all need to quit while y'all are. Y'all had a head start, and y'all still dropped the ball. Like, how do you, as an entire race of person, have a head start?
Not that everything
else.
That one dude said, I don't give money to homeless white people.
Big facts! You fumbled the bag! You are literally, you set the bar. You literally put yourself at the top of the food chain. And how the hell?
How you fumble the whole privilege bag?
Right! Like, no. I never, when I saw that video, I was like, you know what? Several points are being made right now.
First of all, homeless white people be racist. Like, I know there's a lot of homeless
white people be racist.
That is true, but like, how you homeless begging for money, and then when a black person gives you money, you look at them
look
like
down
crazy.
Upon them, and it's just
you're
like
homeless.
I'm feeding you. I have a home to go to, sir.
Somebody said I took it back. Like, how are you going to be racist towards me?
Like. At this point, white people just make me laugh.
They're laughable.
Laugh. I'm very disappointed. I'm like, just like, y'all literally had the head start that everybody would have loved to have, and y'all still. How? A mess and a half. Anyways.
Like.
But that girl is a hot mess. The other girl that they were, her name was Kayla, I found out. The girl who they was like, you think I want your purse too?
Yes.
She's freaking hilarious. She is, okay. Funny. Those videos were so funny. And if you've seen, she actually stitched a video with the girl who made the I'm Black and I'm Proud. And she was like, but have you ever used your white privilege to get your black friends out of jail? And I was like, ooh. The comments had me cackling. And I haven't seen anything from that girl. She's been real silent. She's like, ma'am, okay, you've been to jail.
Yeah.
But have you used... First of all, the fact that this... I still don't like that she made that it's not a phase. Your daughter's a ghetto white girl. But at least she recognizes she has white privilege.
Yeah.
Because she is white.
Mm-hmm.
And she utilized that privilege.
She weaponized.
To help...
That's bad.
To help... Her black friends
beat
a charge. Hey. I applaud.
Same.
Those are the kind of white people that we like. Okay?
And that's why people in the comments was unclutching their purse.
Right. I agree with like some of the other girls who was like, I'm not going to unclutch it, but I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, same. I still am not feeling the whole character that you, this persona.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. But you know what? That was nice what you did. That was real cute. Appreciate it.
She seemed cool to talk to.
Well, I'm still gonna clutch my bag, but I'll talk to you in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to be 6 feet apart, but I'll talk to you in the elevator.
But
I just like social media. I don't know what y'all be going through, what y'all be dealing with, what makes y'all post this stuff and think that it's okay. Y'all need to cut it out.
And the girl who has the did the I'm back,
y'all need
I'm
to
black
cut it
and
out.
I'm proud has a black boyfriend. Come!
Child.
But I saw a video today actually, and it was why don't black women get mad when black men wear black cultures like how black women like when how white women do? And someone else did the video and was like, because when white men wear the culture, it's not disrespectful. they don't steal it.
Because like, they're not playing a character.
They're not playing a character.
They were upgraded by their girlfriend.
Yeah. They were like, when white women do it, they don't ever associate themselves with black women. They talk down upon them and think they do it better. But when white men do it, who have black girlfriends, of course, they usually have black friends. They associate with black people. They're actually for the community. So it was just like,
even if they don't have black friends, if you're being heavily influenced by your girlfriend, if your girlfriend is like, hey, let my cousin cut your hair, or go to the barbershop with my brother, my cousin, whatever. If she's introducing you to things that you've never been exposed to, and you're like, oh snap, I ain't never had my hair cut by a black barber before. I like this. My hair ain't never looked this good. Like, that's just you like getting, now you prefer getting your hair cut by a black barber. Yeah. That doesn't mean that you're a black man.
No.
Like, no, just because she upgrades your style, that's not putting on, like, a character. Like, it's weird how people try to, like, compare that, because you have these girls who are literally just taking on these personas. Yep. Whereas, and I'm not saying that all white dudes who have black girlfriends or who have that whole, they're heavily influenced by black culture or black people, don't also do that. Yeah, because they definitely do. Because what the hell is Tom Hanks' son? Sir, that is a prime example of what, no, don't do that.
White boy summer.
But because that, there, you could not pay me to believe that that man, sir, look at who your father is. No.
It's no. White boy summer.
No. There was, he a video needs to take several seats.
Of white boys, they were spitting milk into each other's mouths, mind you. And so it was this shit, and was like, white boy summer's canceled. It was a black person. Why? No.
Why? It's why are you doing that?
And the what white people the in the comments are like, I completely understand.
Like, what is the reason for that? But yeah, it's just, y'all need to quit doing that. And then, on top of y'all getting on social media, doing all this extra stuff, now we got to deal with more people in our community dying.
Yeah, that's
at the hands of white police officers. Yeah. Every time we talk about something negative going on in this country or in any country, who's always at the bottom of it? White people. And I also don't like y'all on social media who's like, I'm French, but you white.
Exactly.
You're also white.
But they got the colonizer.
France telling women that they can't wear hijabs. It was a bunch of white men who said that they voted that in.
Yeah.
Like, once again, white people oppressing people of color. Because who are you to tell somebody who's supposed to be in, Western society and imperial countries love to be like, oh, free, 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 free. You have so much freedom over here. And then you have the audacity to be like, you can't wear those.
Yeah. Like, what?
I thought we were free.
I thought freedom of religion.
Newsflash, some people actually like their culture. Some people actually like their religion. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. As I was saying, some people actually like their culture and their religion. And how in 2021 are we still, like, really?
Still trying to oppress
people and take people's freedoms and rights. Like, oh my God. Like,
and, just nothing about the France situation, but it's getting, the police brutality is getting ridiculous, though. Like, it's
1,000%.
She called the Michaela called the police.
Micaiah,
my bad. Called the police and got shot. Killed.
She was running with a knife. He thought she was gonna stab him. Even though she called the police because she feared that she was in danger. Which turns out she still was.
Yeah.
Just not by who you shouldn't feel like you're in danger when you're around the people that are supposed to quote-unquote serve and protect you.
And the boy, I promise
Dante
you.
Wright, and then there was a Hispanic boy.
I cannot remember his
also.
Name. He got killed
he was 13.
The bathroom at school. The police
yeah,
officer
him too.
In the bathroom. I cannot remember his name.
Which, that's different. That's like 4 different cases in the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then the FedEx tickets just got shot up. Yeah, the FedEx white man got was shot up. It's getting... When I say this, like, I don't want anybody to think, like, I'm crazy. It's getting hysterical. Like, it's, like, laughable. Like, you can't even believe that, like, in 2 weeks, it's, like, 4 cases. Mm-hmm. And then when you do the Derek Chauvin case, this is the 7th police officer since, like, 2001, I'm pretty sure, mm-hmm. Went to jail for police brutality. And there's over 12,000 black people who've gotten killed at the hands of police. I mean, 1,200 or something like that. Are you serious? Like, it's getting...
It's gotten.
It's not even getting. It's gotten so disrespectfully, like...
It's blatantly obvious that, like, the care level is just at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, literally no one cares. And it's like, even our governments are just, like, not... How do we still not have appropriate gun laws? How are we not reforming our police system and just...
I don't understand.
Honestly, like, just make these hoes have to get a real educations and real training.
Yeah.
21 weeks is not enough time. None of them know how to de-escalate any type of situation. No. They don't know how to handle people with mental illness. They don't know how to handle literally anything. When your first instinct is to grab your gun, you should not be a police officer.
And also, can we get a thorough background check? Someone who has violent behavior exactly. should not be allowed to become a police officer.
Like, if you have a violent background, you shouldn't be able to become
you
a cop.
You have domestic violence calls.
Like, background checks, more qualifications, because the amount of money that gets put into the police and the fact that their training is trash... What is the point of all the money going into the police? Because it's clearly not being utilized correctly. Because they're literally just killing people.
Yeah.
Just because. Like, your average person knows the difference of feel between a taser and a gun. Like,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know the difference. I thought it was my taser.
And if you don't, you should not be a police officer.
You literally have to take the safety off and cock back a gun. How did you not know the difference?
Like... And if you don't know the difference, you shouldn't be a police officer.
No, because 21 weeks.
Like, these excuses that they keep using, it's like, okay, so what we're boiling down to is that they shouldn't be an officer of the law. Man. Is what you're saying. So just say that. And then cart them off to prison where they belong for murder. Yeah. Like, don't care if the person that they murdered once went to jail for weed. So what?
Like,
they still don't deserve to get shot. For literally doing nothing. Doesn't matter. But if a police officer's background comes back that they consistently beat their wife, where's all the people?
I'm seeing a pattern.
Like, what?
I'm seeing a pattern.
Everybody will make up every excuse in the book of why a police officer has a violent past, a whole record of beating his wife, beating his children,
yeah.
being aggressive, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has an excuse, but as soon as someone dies at the hands of the police, then it's like, well, he stole bubble gum when he was 6, so.
I don't think they're not equaling.
I mean, okay, Sharon, I guess. Alright.
It's not adding up.
But I love the videos when white people are, like, super shocked when police, like, arrest them.
Yeah.
I saw this video of this woman, she wouldn't wear a mask in a store, so they kicked her out. She called the police. And she was, like, going off at the police because the police were like, well, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And so she was just going off. And finally the dude was like, I'm detaining you. And she was like, oh, my. And she, like, was freaking out. Like, completely freaking out.
You could tell some of
the actually, she was resisting arrest.
Technically.
But, you know, apparently, like, white people don't do that. Oh, did you see the video when there was a white teenage boy who actually stabbed a police officer?
Oh.
And they didn't shoot him?
No, I did not.
Like, they literally chased him down. He stabbed him in the neck and took off running.
The neck. That's attempted murder.
And then the police officer chased him down and got out his taser. Mm. They tased him and arrested him. Micaiah was trying to defend herself against the other people who were trying to beat her up and was running to the police officer for safety, and he shot her.
I saw one where a white man was getting pulled over and he just drove off. Like, they were trying to tell him
Yeah, I saw that.
And he just drove off.
With the police officer, like, hanging on his car.
Yeah.
They didn't kill him.
I saw one where a white teenager, it was at a school in Ohio. I cannot be sure what school it was. They had a get-together. Mind you, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And they vandalized a car. Like, he jumped on it and crushed the window to a car. Just because.
But you get the point. Like, you get the idea of what we mean. Like, this country has a lot of problems. And they need to be swiftly dealt with. But I feel like all of this stuff is coming to a head now because I have a feeling, like, big change is coming. I mean, the issues were here.
Yeah.
We've been knowing that change needed to be made. But I think we're getting to a point where, like, you know, things always get, like, really bad.
Yeah.
Before they actually get better. Because I think we're at a point where it's, like, black people and people of color are just, like, we're over it.
Yeah.
So, like, none of this is ever going to go away. Like, we're just going to keep protesting. We're going to keep calling it out. We're going to keep spreading. And thank the Lord for social media now, because things get spread so much more quickly. Because guaranteed, if people didn't go so hard for George Floyd, old dude would not be on his way to serve prison for the rest of his life.
No.
And we need to do that to these other three officers that we're adding to the roster. Mm-hmm. And moving forward, they need to be sent to prison because they're literally getting caught on video killing people for no reason.
In 4K!
So, I don't even know, like, obviously the trial, yes, but I don't even know why we're like, well, we need to hear their side. No, we don't. No. We saw the video. You murdered someone. Go to prison.
Like, what?
Don't care if you're a cop, because honestly, it only took you 21 weeks to get the badge, so... Yeah. If I wanted to become a police officer, I could. Yeah, that's how easy it is.
It's not hard.
Like, in this country.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally be like, college is too hard. I'm gonna be a cop.
Like,
it's that simple here. And this does not try to take away, because there are actually good police officers who actually do their job the way that they're supposed to. But most of y'all suck.
Yeah. And the system that you work for.
The system is just trash. Like, it was not built for anyone who was not white to be, like, to benefit from.
Yeah.
So, it's just a mess.
Like, ugh.
The world is a mess.
Ugh.
But Mortal Kombat come out tomorrow. So, I'm excited for that movie tomorrow. Y'all ordered a projector and it don't even work. So I had to order a freaking Chromecast, which comes on Saturday, so I can't even watch Mortal Kombat tomorrow. I gotta wait till Saturday.
The site's probably gonna be buffing tomorrow anyway.
First world problems. I gotta wait a whole extra day to watch this movie.
A movie that's gonna be on there for until the end of
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Yeah. Hopefully it wasn't too heavy. You know, we had a little bit of humor, a little bit of seriousness. Caught you up on the current events.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're in for a long ride.
Our mom just came home with Chinese food, so we got to roll.
Yeah, and I'm starving.
Yeah, so me too. I've literally ate rice today.
Nothing.
So,
I ate goldfish when I came home. Actually.
So, thanks for tuning in. Share this with your friends. Listen to every episode like 78 times.
I mean, or you can do both.
And, yeah. We will not forget next week.
No.
Bye.
Peace out.
Cause I'm hungry.